Hey, how you doing?
That was very high pitched.
I know. I know. But look, welcome. Yeah, welcome. And thank you for joining us for this wonderful episode you're about to embark on. In this episode, we talked about, I gave a local weather report. You're going to want to make sure you check out, whether it's on the YouTube or the Patreon. Make sure you check it out. Weather report.
Ice baby.
Ooh, we're talking about at what point does your voice fluctuate or go higher, go lower? We talk about fruit PR. And we also talk about
personal relations.
Yes, and a little bit about, I would say, Survivor as well for our Survivor fans.
Wow, we did go into Survivor.
We went hard.
I got some nice places to visit.
There you go. Oh, why you say it like that?
Tune into the episode.
Please. Thank you. We out. Oh, you just want to throw that in there?
No. I ain't gonna lie, I've been fucking with the wirebacks a lot more lately.
What does that mean?
Oh Lord! Wait, in what way?
Yeah, like AI or something?
Yeah, I've been with me and ChatGPT and Google Gemini. We've been really kicking it, man.
Unfortunately,
kicking it.
Like, I feel you on the Gemini. Been, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I've been using. I was never a GPT-er.
I've learned the nuances now that I've been delving into them more. But now they got them limits on it, which is a good thing because originally didn't have no limit.
What
on
limits
how much.
Are there?
If you don't have like pro or upgraded, it's like you only can ask so much before it like stops you until tomorrow.
Oh,
good. Yes.
Yeah, to save energy because previously people would just spam and just BS questions.
Yeah, that was wild.
But
that is how I felt. Wow. Yeah.
So I might ask my ChatGPT like 4 really just complex questions. They'd be like, all right, no more.
Right, too much. All right, tone it down. Tone it down.
That's 2 questions. They were like, all right, no more.
Oh no,
I did not know that. Okay, maybe I guess I haven't been using it recently, but that's fine. But welcome back. We are back. I don't know what episode this
is. 141.
I don't know. It's something maybe up there. It's one something, and we're glad that you're here. We'll just start with that. We're back in the Wholesome House. It's crazy that we all actually made it because the weather out here is going insane. We're literally
the worst day I've seen in recent memory.
Which is funny because like we've been having a pretty mild winter, and I was just
no snow on Christmas.
No snow on Christmas. Like we're almost
at
the end of January,
though, bro. Once it's like if it's real light in December, I'm like, heck yeah. January, February, it's done for.
We gonna get a couple cold days in March too, just because everything's like pushed back. So
shoot, April.
Bro, we've had snow in April before.
Please, not this year. But hey, it's Benjamin Lane, the Nonchalant Needle Mover. I was supposed to come up with a new name. It's a new
year.
It's
been a minute.
It's yeah, I know.
You've been a needle mover for like 100 episodes.
I know. I need to freshen it up. But hey, who else we got in the house? We're gonna have a wonderful one.
We got Wavy J, Mr. Waterboy in the building. Splash. You feel me? You know, glad to be back up in the house, man. It has been a minute since we recorded a standard, you know, Wholesome House episode with the four of us. So.
Indeed.
You know what I'm saying? And yeah, and it's the first one of the new year, so I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. And you got March, third month, Troy, feeling good. Well, I'm hot a little bit right now, I'll be honest. But in all honesty, man, I'm blessed. Happy to be here. Happy to have made it here. And I do agree this will be a great episode.
Z Breeze back in the building. It's been a minute. Happy to be here. I'm gonna try to cool Troy off with his steam if I can. But yeah, I got some interesting stuff to talk about today. I'm not going first, but
okay,
let's get into it.
Yeah, so we're gonna start this episode with something I would like to call a weather report. We will see how this goes. We'll see if we can maybe.
You a meteorologist?
Yeah, because
are you a dancing one?
Nah, I ain't a dancer.
Okay. Oh,
nah,
man.
Not a dancer.
I'm
one,
tired
but
of that lanky white man.
You feel? Oh,
you could.
I know
what
you're talking about now. Actually, yeah.
It was fun at a point, but
it
I'm
was
over
like, bro, okay, just get the news. Come on,
I'm saying, literally.
Do all this dancing, all this like chill out, bro.
Gyrating.
But in this segment, it's not really anything special, and it's right now. I wish something that we didn't even need to have to talk about.
Right.
We opened up by talking about the weather outside, which, yes, I do have something to say about this. If you are one of two people, I think you might deserve to get your ass whooped in weather like this. One person I'm talking about is the person in the big old car, big old truck, and you driving like it.
Yeah.
Like, there just comes to a certain point where it's like, I understand that you have the capacity to be out here in
just
these elements.
Just because you can doesn't mean you tires. Should, Thank though, you. You know?
And really, and this is why I say it's kind of a caveat.
You're gonna find
to
the
it.
Limit to that truck.
And if you find that limit crashing my shit, you deserve, we might just need to go 30 seconds like they do in hockey. It's terrible. And the other type of person is the type of person that cannot drive in this weather. I just want to say, hey.
Driving too slow?
No, just cannot sometimes. Drive. Sometimes.
Like, how slow is too slow?
Sometimes.
No, some people for sure.
They be driving way too slow, like, bro.
It's true.
I hear you. Dude, I don't know what
like
type
under
of
40, like
trauma you might. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I did 25 here. I ain't going to hold you.
I ain't going to lie.
But I was still passing people.
I'd have been eating.
I'm going to lie, bro. Someone go 25. I'm like, bro, I got to get out of this weather.
You know
bro.
When you're too slow. You know when you're too slow. There's slow that you're supposed to drive slow, but then there's too slow. And if you're driving too slow, then it's like.
Stay home.
Just
that was
home.
The point. If you were not comfortable in
I'd be
this,
doing like 55, bro.
Know your limits.
Know your
people,
limits.
People be passing me, bro. Like, I'm doing 30.
That's
I'm
crazy.
Golly.
No, on the freeway, they do be ODing, bro. Yeah, bro. No way you push an 80 in this. So, bro, I'm like, you're done for, bro. One slight turn.
Done for. One slight breeze.
One slight breeze, bro. It's been super windy, too. Good Along gust. With it being super cold, it has been, like, crazy windy.
Top-heavy vehicle.
Dog.
You're done for, bro.
Your tail spinning.
So, that was us telling you, look, just watch it. Whichever side of the pendulum
spectrum
you,
that you happen
you
to
want,
be on.
Watch it.
I was going to say.
Get on the right side.
I was thinking, man, I need me a big truck, bro. As
that's
a
how
man,
I feel.
Bro, I need me a big truck. I got to be
man.
Out here. I got to have an option to be the person going
it
through
gets
here
to a
and
point.
Doing it.
I feel it.
But I'm just choosing not to abuse it, you know?
Oh, no. I'm waiting until I got the bread. I'm getting one.
I'm just in a sedan, bro. Just low to the ground, bro.
Praying.
Just finding a way, drifting.
Man.
Literally.
That's why I'm doing 25 or 30, because I can't, look.
Can't risk it, bro.
And I got places I got to get to, okay?
Safely.
That's all. You know? And also tell the people you're going to be late. Stop rushing.
That's big. Yeah. Or that's leave earlier.
Yes.
Right. And that's how they get you. They'd be, you could have just left like 30 minutes earlier.
Type B. And then the other part of the weather report. This is more of the theme here. So as of now, at least as far as what has been televised and, of course, in developing stories and in situations where more details are to come, of course. I don't want to sit here and say that we know everything that's going on.
We don't.
But I will tell you what is painfully obvious and what is something that I don't think any of us can afford to ignore at this point is that shit is getting weird. Shit is getting weird, and this is not normal for how, you know, if you're an American and you're watching this show, this is not how things are supposed to be. And this is not a place where I'm necessarily trying to get too far deep into it. But what has happened now is that multiple people have unfortunately lost their lives in confrontations directly with ICE. And what's, I think, more scary is that there may have been more situations that we don't even know about. And these types of situations are unfortunately instances where we're seeing things with our eyes, but they're telling us entirely different stories. And once again, just the main point of this is just to bring attention to that this is not normal. This is not how it's supposed to be. This is not in any way, shape, or form. I'm not even trying to get on my soapbox of like, this is what America is supposed to be and all that. No.
But it is.
It right now, all of this is a shitstorm, to be quite honest. And I think that it's not strange or I don't feel like I need to go as far as to say cancelable to even talk about this kind of stuff, but it's something that I think is reaching all walks of life, no matter who you are at this point. And I also want to throw in there that for my Black people, unfortunately for us, this is not something that is entirely new.
Right.
I want to say, how many years has it been? Because for me, when things really started to change, it was back during, you know, Black Lives Matter back
2020.
During, was it around 20? I think a little earlier than that, wasn't it?
There was
2019.
It was some momentum building up, but 2020 was when there was like a lot more real life demonstrations.
Okay.
Where we were really like marching and stuff like that.
And now I feel like, not to say, this makes me think about the Chance song, The Negro Problem. Not to say that like, oh, now y'all are finally getting it, because I don't think you guys ever will. But I will say now that a lot more people are willing to pay attention, are willing to talk about these things, are willing to admit that, hey, maybe some of this shit is not how it's supposed to be. So I say all that to say, you're at home, you're watching this, take care of yourself, take care of the people around you. I also would say, you know, watch some of the stuff that you post, watch some of the stuff, you know, that you interact with. Try to keep your own peace. I for one have been someone that's been pissed this past week, really most of this month, and I am just thinking, like, this isn't something that will overtake me. I will continue on as, you know, as we have been, but also I would share that sentiment to y'all, because I have a feeling that things will be uglier before they get better.
Oh, yeah.
And just at the end of the day, you know, here at Wholesome House, we want you just to have some peace in your house as well. So that was the nice way of me saying that I'm hot as hell right now, though. I really am mightily, like, righteously bothered by all this and some of the things that people say when they don't know anything about any of this. But outside of the facts that we do know of people literally dying or people literally being impacted in ways that will continue to affect them for however long until we're kind of out of this nightmare. So
tacking on to that, choose your news media outlets wisely, or even just use multiple of them.
Yes,
just because, like, media bias is just such a real thing, and I was having conversations in my household about this recently. But it's just like, if all you consume is ABC, or if all you consume is Fox News or CNN, whatever the case may be, you don't know what they could be feeding you the answers to, or like your beliefs could be based on what they're constantly feeding you. And it's like, social media is not gonna give you the full answer. You can't just go to Instagram and just see a video and know the full context, but you also can't just watch Fox News and also get all the full context either. So it's just like, choose multiple media outlets, check credibility, just mm-hmm. really just pay attention to the stuff that's undeniable when you're making your decisions. Because I've been watching a lot of far right,
just for funsies?
Yeah, just for fun. Just like consuming a lot of far right, just like media. Okay. Just like kind of following far right, like influencers.
Okay.
And then seeing the comments that are being posted in.
It'd be the comments for me.
Be OD. These Man. People who be making these comments and the things that they be saying, I just be like, I don't know if I can have hope. Just cause. Oh, shit.
No, that's literally how I'll be feeling.
No way that we see things so differently.
Yeah.
Or something could be happening, and then just like we're seeing a certain type of content coming from it, positive, pushing peace, there could be content like, don't like turn the blind eye, like this is a win or something like
type
that.
B.
Just like just promoting like this is positive momentum for some greater cause or greater good ultimately. And it's like, you can just be so skewed in so many different facets or directions. It's just crazy. So
it's hard to weed through, I think, like a lot of that type of stuff, bro. A lot of the trolls, people, some of that stuff, people are just kind of intentionally, you know what I'm saying, doing to like kind of, you know what I'm saying, get a rise out of people, or to, you know what I'm saying?
To get engagement.
So it's like, who really knows what people are really
But
even
then you have
about
a fan base, even if that person might be the troll, the fan base of X amount of millions of users, it's like you really are embodying this. Like, you know, when we see the videos of somebody who, it was this dude who was talking about, if your mama got this pot out, this food finna be fire. She finna be cooking for like 8 hours. It's like a black pot. It's just like every household.
The speckled black pot.
Yeah. So it's just like, we can see that, and it's just like content that we all consuming and we all can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like all the people consuming and relating to the content that the troll might be making. It's like they all really wholeheartedly feel this.
Yeah.
I do have a question in relation to this based off of a recent conversation that I was having at work about the idea of just like how we came up consuming a different form, not a different form necessarily, but like the way we get all of our news, generally speaking, is drastically different from previous generations. So like, well, did you all's parents or, you know, people you watch, like, were they pretty consistently just watching news? Like,
literally
the news channel was just like always on,
and they usually got their favorite in their household or their favorite too.
Right.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, you know, obviously we are drastically different. We're probably one of the first generations that really were just like, I don't want to watch the news. Like, I don't want to just sit down and watch the news.
And they'd be looping every hour with the same information.
Yeah, that's really the part for me. I can only take this story so many times, bro.
Yeah, and
they got to show it
all day.
Yes,
because
they will.
What if you didn't watch last hour?
Exactly.
But if you're watching it every hour, you're just seeing the same stuff.
Man.
So I guess, you know, that being said, because I feel like, and I'm gonna throw my mom out there. Sorry, I'm throwing her on the bus. Yeah, oh. No, shout out to my mom, but like I do feel like one of the reasons. So one, she's a mother, so I'll give her that too. Mm-hmm. And I'm not. I don't have any children, so my mom was very, very over, not overprotective, but very, very protective. Mm-hmm. And I feel like her like worldview, or at least growing up, I felt like her worldview was skewed in a way that the world was a little bit more dangerous than what I thought it was, or what I considered, yeah, or how I felt walking through.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't mind me asking, what year was she born?
What year was she born? 60 something.
I was gonna say 60s,
like something. Early 60s, late 60s.
I'm not gonna tell. She's not here, so I can't ask right. her permission if she's
okay. I'm just asking because child abduction was really big in like the 60s/70s.
And maybe, and that's what I will say. Like, this is not me trying to be like, you know, I know more than her because she's clearly more wise and yeah. has, you know, more experience. So of course her perspective of the world is naturally going to be more different, and I'm going to have a little bit more, you know, like I'm be a little naive when it comes to this kind of stuff. But I was, you know, just making an argument in a conversation I was having that I feel like because we kind of consumed a lot of our news is algorithmic, you know, a lot of like the what we see is based off of
our interests
mm-hmm. based off of what we've interacted with. And so I feel like we kind of get a little bit more of a balance of positive, negative, negative in certain spaces. Whereas I feel like older generations that were strictly utilizing news and newspaper were getting novelty, like mm-hmm. this is the goriest thing that happened in your city. Literally. This is like everybody's getting kidnapped.
There used to be live leaks.
Dateline, 30 minutes, 60 minutes,
and that's what they consume on a regular basis. And I feel like mm-hmm. that maybe that's what also played into me being like, I know bad stuff happens, but bad stuff is not the only thing that's happening. So, like, what do you all think as far as sort of the difference? Like, do you all kind of see that as a potential benefit to how we've been able to grow up with so much access to all these different sources, or just like, you know, like our stuff is a little bit more catered and it's not strictly somebody somewhere because of this, I will say somebody somewhere's algorithm still is very much so, hey, everybody's getting murdered, you know, because of
what they
created, the algorithm they build brick by brick. But in your guys' perspective, you know, what do you think is some of the differences as far as like our perspective of the world because of it?
I'll be honest. I feel like it is more in like a positive, or I think it's a enhancer. I'll start about that because I don't want to actually say positive just yet, because I'm just going to say enhancer, because like you said with the influencers, you'll like maybe like a funny video about a really serious topic here, and the next video you know is somebody that may be talking about it, but they're giving you like the real, you know, this happened, that happened. Like they're really, really
going
into
depth. You follow DOS Discourse?
Yeah. Hey, exactly.
Hey, shout out DOS Discourse.
Actually,
hey, check them out.
But like, that's kind of what I mean. Like, and then it's like the more, let's use DOS for an example. The more of him, do you follow? Is it Premi or Prem Sterling or something?
Yeah,
it's the black dude who'd be like, in today's news, and he'd be smiling, mm-hmm. and then eventually it gets really serious. He's like, hey, but I love you, and stay safe. You know, he tries to bring you back out of it.
Yeah,
like those type of creators to me only beget each other. So by that, I think I used that right. That's shout out Kai for learning words. it's something where the more you do it, the more, you know, that is what you're going to get.
Yeah.
And these people, I feel like if, yes, they are saying a certain thing, but it's not saying it out of like their ass, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it is maybe a hot topic that may be going on and, you know, you may need to learn a little bit more, but it's like, it's not just, hey, so this terrible thing is happening, you should be mad at these people. It's like, no, so far, this is what we know. And I'm going to let you guys think about it and talk about it in the comments.
Unbiased media, really. Just media without an agenda is very difficult to give. And then it's also like, at least with those two people, it's like they're giving their opinion, but they're also simultaneously telling you, this is my own individual opinion.
Exactly.
You don't have to feel the same way that I feel.
Exactly.
But this is something that all of us can understand, where the news, it might literally be like they're talking to people and they're asking very particular questions to allow for very particular answers, and it seems almost very staged in the sense of like you're really trying to you're politicking at the end of the day.
Yeah,
so
framing.
It's just like
And the last thing I'm gonna say is that I feel like this only works though, like the benefit part of it, or the real
no, I'm gonna say the benefit part of it, I think, only works if we are aware of that exact point of that, hey, I'm just one person talking about this because I have a passion about this.
Yeah.
But
not the end all be all.
Exactly.
Not, like the big phrases that you got to use, like, this is the news that you need to watch. This is
exactly
the best, whatever. Like, don't use those phrases when you're discussing stuff. Like,
and it's just,
I humanize think, yourself.
And if, and I think we have that ingrained in us. Like, yeah. And that's the real changing point, I think, for us. Cause I think we could have very easily been like our folks if we didn't maybe have the perspective of, okay, I can read, I can listen to this story from this account and listen to this person talk about it, but they're saying it in an entirely different way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you think that education was geared as much towards just critical thinking of,
like, our education?
Ours was 100%. And I'm saying in comparison to other generations' education systems. Do you think that it was geared towards that? Because it's like all of our tests, ACT, SAT,
right,
a lot of the, even just like the structures in which that they implemented certain, they would change the grading structure.
Mm-hmm.
Certain, if you go to certain school districts and stuff, and everything would just be different because it's all gearing you towards that type of analysis and dissecting and pushing boundaries of thought.
Constructed response.
Yeah. Where before, maybe it was just more.
My
just
parents,
like,
ain't never had to do no Moodle freaking.
That part.
review somebody else's opinion. And
I really feel like,
you know,
I really feel like the glue to all this is just the fact that we know that we live in an ecosystem. If that makes sense. Like, I think with our folks, they're kind of the fish that are swimming around, but they're not, they would never,
the bounds of the tank that they're in.
Yeah. Or like, they'll never kind of, I don't want to say question that, because they'll question it. But like, I think with us,
they're very faithful people.
No, I mean, we just have enough access to things to be able to question.
Keyword access. We know there are a million different accounts. We know because we've made these accounts as well. Like, we are a part of creating this literal ecosystem of information all the time.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why I'm like, for us, I think it's a little bit better because it's like, okay, I know if I don't want to listen to DOS, I can unfollow him, block him, and
never
see his information again. Yeah. Meanwhile, back in the days, like you were saying with the news, nah, you came home and you watched Channel 4.
And they got Channel 4 on.
Man, they got Channel 4 on.
Your algorithm, you can, like, it changes with you.
That's exactly.
You know, when you decide to go through a gym season, now you got a whole bunch of gym content.
Absolutely.
Foodie season, food content. You go through a political season, a lot of political news. So it's just, it allows
you
to.
You put butt on your phone, it's going to be nothing but butt. So stop it.
It's hard to get it off.
Hard to get it off.
You watch one butt video, you getting 45 more butt videos.
And you in trouble.
It's like, I didn't even
reset your algorithm.
Man.
Yeah, bro, just cleanse.
Get a new account and pray.
Just go ahead and delete the app at that point.
Find God.
Some positivity.
It's like you could be doing, look at your algorithm, bro. You could be not doing nothing but doom scrolling, bro.
Absolutely.
There's nothing positive going on your thing, bro.
For real. But those are my two cents on it. What about the rest of you guys?
That was a little bit more than two cents.
It was.
Penny's obsolete now.
We're talking dimes.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Rest in peace, the penny.
Man.
And if you got pennies and you don't need them, I like to play poker, and those going to be my new poker chips if nobody ever need them. So. I exchange it out for you. You know what I'm saying? We work out a deal. You don't worry about it.
You should take that to Facebook Marketplace.
Literally. Yes, you should. Yeah. Okay.
Give me them pennies.
One thing I did want to say about it, it's a real quick thing. So I work. I'm not going to say where I work, but for work, I had to participate, and this is still going to incriminate it, but whatever. I had to participate in a Board of Police Commissioners meeting. Oh, wow. And there is a moment where obviously, like, it just, you know, it's open for like public comment.
Mm-hmm.
People can physically come or they can actually like call in. And at this one, this was 2 weeks ago. It was recent, but it was, everybody was talking like, yo, we need to get ISOP out of here.
Like, the Sterling Heights,
the mayor. Yeah,
he was talking.
Yeah,
about it,
he just said something about like, we do not want the, you know, we're not cooperating with the ICE agents. We're not, you know, this is like separate entity. And it's just like
his officers got took for the feds. He like, I want my force back. I want them to be able to operate here and do what we need them to do.
It's a whole bunch of, and the only reason why I brought that up was just because that moment kind of showed me, because a lot of the concerns that came up was just like, it showed me that we just don't really know everything that's happened. Like, it's a lot of confusion, right?
Yeah.
When it
chaos
comes to who is who, what is what? Yes. Are you actually, do you have the authority to do this?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What, if you don't know, like, what are the lines as far as what you can do versus what, like, our actual trained police officer can do?
Right.
What about, like, the border patrol who has a different type of training? And who do we, like, you know, so it's just hard to hold this
accountable.
Yeah. It's hard to hold this new agency accountable according to what,
and they intentionally, you know? They intentionally leave the lines ambiguous to allow for the abuse.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's really just the only piece I wanted to kind of identify.
They got constructed so quickly. It's like no full foundation was constructed and nobody's really trying to check it because there's so much going on. It's like DOS discourse. I got to bring him up one more time. He did this one video where he was just talking about, like, just keep paying attention. And then he just like snapping his finger and he's talking to you and he's like, those are the smoke screens that they're just going to keep throwing at you every day to keep knocking your attention, because we have a podcast. We know that there's something, a new big trend going on every single week.
Man.
And we can't even talk about something 3 weeks later because it's old news now.
Man.
So it's just like with just how information and time moves, it's like politically, how do you even have the capacity to keep up with what's going on? Because you just think about something else every single day. Now it's climate control. Now it's gas emissions.
Man, people was talking about how apparently the snow, they think it's a weather machine going on right now. And I'm just saying, as a Michigan,
people been saying that this weather machine for a long time.
That makes me mad.
Where on earth is this weather machine?
And they out here burning snow.
And they're what?
They're out here burning snow. They're like, oh, it's fake. It should burn like
synthetic. I've seen that video too,
bro. Bro, I'm like, stop playing with me.
Is it on? It's on fire. Like it catches fire.
I don't know. Like they'll try to light it. Try to, you know, continually burn it. Like, why is it turning black?
They got a sweatshop, a snowflake cutters. Why does it still look like a unique snowflake? Man. Somebody got some explaining to do.
No way. And it's just crazy how all this stuff, it'll just come up, you know, on all this. Like you're saying, just to keep us kind of off our really pay attention to maybe what we really should be paying attention to.
And that's kind of crazy with as much, you know, access to stuff as we do have versus like our parents. You know what I'm saying? Whatever news or certain things that they may have been getting, they might have just been taking that joint at, you know,
face value.
They're just like, you know.
This is the truth.
We got the power to really, you know, find some primary sources, bruh.
Man,
exactly. Like, was they easy bibbing like us?
Absolutely not.
You know,
I'm just saying.
APA formatting like us.
That's why they still believe the whole candy, the razors in the candy. that's the original. Well, happen, you know, sorry that, you know,
no,
that whole situation.
But you never heard that during Halloween and stuff where they say they put razor blades.
I
always heard them talk about the Twix
bar. But hey, really though, because that would be crazy to bite into a candy bar and then.
Who is reconstructing this Twix bar in order
to make it perfectly look like
Agent of Evil?
y'all got Jeepers Creepers running this motherfucker.
Oh my God.
You need to use that for good, bro. You're Willy Wonka. Like, you deep down, how are you recreating this Kit Kat?
Right, bro.
Made it look perfect,
for evil, bro. Like, how long do you take to learn this?
Bro,
parents, you made this wafer from scratch.
Parents eating the candy for you to make sure it ain't poisonous. You died. Now I'm an orphan. Like, what are you doing?
Like, this was going to solve it.
Right.
I feel even worse now. I should have never go out for Halloween.
Not with trick or treating.
I knew it.
Man. But
no, that's
man.
Real, bro.
It's just crazy how, like, I think when you're building a society, you're obviously worried about, you know, shelter, food, but you got to worry about information, like, just as much, bro. And that's just crazy to me.
We've been watching Survivor a lot recently.
Ain't this the 20th?
It's the 50th.
Yeah, it's the 50th.
That shit older than us for sure.
Bro, they were saying that if you're going to watch Survivor, like, say, this is the season to watch it.
I ain't going to lie, I did see a commercial about that.
Yeah, no, this is just, I don't know, you just saying
no,
that.
No, go ahead.
Just, it's really not going anywhere. I was just saying, you talking about, like, building society, you know, like, information in the game of Survivor is, like, the most valuable thing in the world. Like,
really?
In your game, so to speak. And so, this is just a good parallel and a point to that. To just, like, you can really, you know, dictate the environment based off of what information is shared or delivered. Or
misinformation.
Consumed. Yeah.
Yeah. Not for real.
No, that's a fact.
Man, you don't even know, bro. I've never seen Survivor.
Never?
I ain't never watched either. I watched Naked and Afraid.
I've
also never seen Big Brother.
I've been a big Survivor person for some time. We really? Grew up watching Survivor, and I just like not recently, within the last like year or two, Survivor was like my main, you know, like background or like editing show or whatever.
Wow. Never knew this about
but
you.
But Cornisha never really like, she was like, I want to watch like a season. Like I want to sit down and like watch a season because I always see moments and stuff when you're watching it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, bet. And so I'm cherry picking like specific seasons for us to watch. So she's getting into it quite a bit now. So if you need some season recommendations, let me know.
When she said that, you was looking like Bryan Cranston lit in that boy, scene with said, Malcolm yeah. in the Middle where the screen I'm was dark and he was lit.
About to so change you know
after
what
I, you know after I tell you that you there's no going
there's
back.
No going back. I could show you the world.
Do you remember on Cartoon Network when they had that kid Survivor?
No.
It was when they did the CN reel. And they had like a kid Survivor type
was it,
show.
It was similar. It's I know
it was really bad. It
I'm blanking
like
on the name.
The heck?
Temple.
It was something, bro.
It was something. We'll figure it out.
But yeah, no, I remember it because I remember like one girl. It was something like it might have been a snake or something that was in like the forest area they was at. And no. she was like, I'm done, bro. Like, I'm like, this is not no real Survivor, bro.
The only kid Survivor I know is Total Drama Island.
Yeah,
that's real.
But banger, and I know bangers.
I low key got a segue for that, because it's kind of we're getting into Mr. Beast gamesy kind of.
What about that dude that's going to climb that skyscraper, bro? You seen that show? On
I didn't watch it.
I was watching that, bro, for like 20 minutes.
That's OD. Different kind of free climb, bro.
I'm like, bro,
you have to have such a.
Oh, we're for this, bro.
Or just a lack of sense for yourself.
I was about to say, I don't know about me. Like, you really just gotta.
Why did you have to do it no ropes? Why did you have to do it no harness?
I don't know.
If you would have been just as impressive. You talking about, no, if I lose, I die. Like,
bro,
you die. I'm trying. I gotta see you.
It might
die,
bro.
Just fall.
It might explode, bro.
It might be what just puts him in that mode, though. I don't know. I am not advocating for
true.
You.
Maybe he's not making it to the top with a rope.
That's what got him. That's what got him on Netflix.
You gotta have like no plan B.
Oh my God.
That's what's gonna motivate you to overcome and surpass your physical limits.
You really going plus ultra, bro.
Yeah, survive this. Plus ultra. So.
But I bring it up because I was, you know, I've been watching every now and then I catch some of the speed live stream.
Yeah.
For those
going
that don't
Africa,
know.
Yeah.
Going through Africa. Where was he before? Do you remember what cut? He was in Europe going around stage?
Yeah,
so, I mean, he did his most recent one was actually a U.S. tour.
Okay.
He did a tour of the country. But then, yeah, before that, he was in like all
because he
over.
Had a video in Detroit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he met his folks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Apparently. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would bring it up because
watching his sister looked just like him.
Yeah,
yeah. <that's right. laughs> I bring it up because watching it has been pretty interesting.
You've been watching it, or like watching clips.
I watched him when he was in. Where was he? It was right after he got booed out of the football stadium. He was in North Africa, I think, because to my point, it's interesting watching how different regions treat him. And obviously,
oh, wow.
Speed is an African American streamer. So you can imagine how in some places he's being treated. For instance, even though it's Africa, I think they were saying like in North Africa, he was experiencing a lot of racism, he's riding around through the cities and they calling him the N-word, they whatever. And Speed ain't paying him no mind, but he's just like, okay, you know, this is how y'all want to treat me for sure. When he was at one of the, I don't want to sit here and throw around team names because I don't know none of that. But he was at some soccer, you know, football game.
Yeah.
And they were literally throwing bottles at him, throwing water at him to the point where he was like, oh, I'm out of here. I ain't even staying. I ain't even worried about it. I'm going to be moving on to the next city or move on to the next country. And it's just been really, really interesting. And I bring it up because I'm just like, all right, talking about Survivor.
Yeah.
Do we have maybe... I don't know. He's one I think of that probably one of the few I think of that would probably be entertaining to watch on Survivor of my idea of Survivor because I don't even watch the show. I don't know too much about it. And I don't know. Do you think he would do well?
Speed? No.
Yeah. Man, that was a great conversation, wasn't it? You're going to have to check out the rest on Patreon because the YouTube is going to end right around here. This is us telling you that, you know, hey, we appreciate you checking us out on YouTube and supporting us, but we also have a Patreon now where content, some of it is free. Other parts of it are a little exclusive. You know, you got to, you know, pay to play a little bit to mess with us. Y'all feel me? Join the Wholesome House. Join the Patreon. We will see you over there. Peace.